It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. That's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canelli. This is your daily sports dump for today, February 20, 2020. That is 02-20-20-20. And you could listen at 2:20 and 20 seconds, and then there'd be more 20s in there if you really want those. But that's up to you. Well, we got jokes for you folks in just a minute. But before that, of course, it's time for your mock draft update. And thank you to The Ringer. You know, when I started this just a few days ago, I was worried it wouldn't go more than 2 or 3 days where I would have to make up an update. But there are so many mock drafts and so many sites doing them, and they are updating them so frequently for no reason that I'll be able to do this up through the draft. Today, we're focusing for a second on the 2020 NFL Draft Guide from The Ringer. Consider this your one-stop shop for all things draft-related leading up to the first round on April 23. No, this is not your one-stop shop, folks. I'm your one-stop shop, and I'll tell you about The Ringer and all the other ones, so you can ignore that. But there's a new draft up on The Ringer site if you need to see another mock draft. And that was your daily mock draft update. And now, time for the jokes. All right, let's get to them. I have to find them. I'm sorry, folks. Very unprofessional. And as soon as I get paid, that'll change. All right, according to sources, once the NFL's new collective bargaining agreement is ratified, it will include plans for a 14-team playoff. Now, these same sources reassured us that no matter what, the Browns still will not make it. That 14-team playoff, that's a seemingly good idea. I've said this for years. They're looking at a new schedule. If you do 18 weeks and you do 16 games, the players don't have to play more games. They get 2 bye weeks. Their bodies get healthier. They don't have to play Thursday games on a short week. And the NFL gets an extra week of televising games. Why aren't they doing this? Okay, moving on. More NFL news. Viking star wide receiver Stephon Diggs made some changes to his Instagram account that sparked rumors that he's going to be heading to New England in this offseason. Now, the biggest giveaway that he's expecting to be a member of the Patriots was the fact that he posted hidden camera videos of Minnesota's practices. So he's already ready to go up there in New England. More NFL news. This came in yesterday. Former overall number 2 pick, Greg Robinson, was arrested at the U.S.-Mexico border with, 157 pounds of marijuana yesterday. Now, desperate to play in the NFL again, Robinson begged federal agents to claim he'd been arrested for beating his wife instead. You see, because then he'd get back in the NFL. Now, yesterday I saw this story and I tweeted out that police don't understand how much weed one person can consume, and this was probably just simple possession. I did not realize it was 157 pounds of weed. That would take 3 or 4 people to consider it as simple possession. So apologies on that one. Moving on to the National Basketball Association. Newly acquired Cavs star Andre Drummond reportedly told the team that he would leave at the end of the season if John Beilein was retained. My God. This Beilein guy was apparently so bad that players are willing to leave Cleveland to get away from him. Cleveland. And in baseball news, of course, we've got continuing coverage of the Astros cheating scandal. And if you didn't have a chance, please listen to yesterday's interview with the World Series trophy. First comments ever heard by the trophy. And a few days before that, we had Astros owner Jim Crane re-apologizing after he botched the first one. So go back into the archives a few days and listen to those fake interviews if you can. But on to the news. According to reports, the reasons why Astros star Jose Altuve didn't want his jersey ripped off after a walk-off home run last season, it wasn't because he was wearing sophisticated spying devices. It was simply due to a bad tattoo. Now, what was the tattoo? It was the lyrics to the 1992 Ace of Base hit, I Saw the Sign. Okay, now, I read that joke in honor of dad jokes everywhere because Quincy, again, who writes most of these jokes, is a dad, newly dad. And I've noticed that since he's become a new dad, in the batch of jokes, there's usually one or two like this one that, quote, an ace of base hit. No, they don't all do that, but that joke's for all you dads out there. And that's a sign of a lack of sleep on him. But here's a joke to finish us off for the day. Now, when Yankees star outfielder Giancarlo Stanton heard about this cheating scandal, he said that he would hit 80 home runs a season if he knew what pitches were coming. Now, that's impressive on its own, but it's even more impressive when you realize that Stanton only plays 40 games a year. All right, that's your Daily Sports Dump for today. I'm Joe Canale. Those jokes were from Quincy Miller. And we'll have more for you tomorrow. Please follow us on Sports Dump Show at Twitter or the_sports_dump on Instagram because I erased our regular address. And you can go to sportsdump.com for videos. And at the top of our Twitter page, we have our latest video, which is frustrated AAA umpire coming home from work. So check that out on our Twitter page. And please review and rate us on iTunes. You don't even have to review, although the reviews are fun for you. Take your shots. I ask that the rating be 5-star. And that's really, that's very selfish of me. But, I mean, if you're listening, why wouldn't you? Unless it's a hate listen. And then please be very clever with your review. All right. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye. I did not realize it was 157 pounds of weed.